Welcome to Solutionomics, the podcast where you get real news and, importantly, insight into the events shaping the nation's economy, our financial markets, government policy, and most importantly, what it all means for you. Hi, I'm Chris Mackey, and today we are talking about what matters most to you and the economy, jobs. The economy added more jobs than expected in June, and of course, equity markets declined in early trading. More about that later. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported that the economy added 224,000 jobs in June. This is up significantly from May's disappointing addition of merely 72,000 jobs. That's good news for you as companies continue to hire at a healthy pace, and it is good news for the economy because jobs are the engine of the economy. Now, however, equity markets initially reacted negatively to the strong report. Why? If jobs are good for economic growth, why would equity markets retreat? Because they are now oddly prioritizing a Fed rate cut over signs of strength in the job market. I'm not saying it makes sense. That just happens to be the reality today. Fixed income markets also pulled back, shooting yields above 2%. I say shooting, but that is still very cheap capital. This happened as investors dialed back their previously irrational certainty that an immediate Fed rate cut was inevitable. Turning to wage growth, June wage growth continued to disappoint, increasing by 3.1% after peaking at 3.4% in February, so it's declining. What this means for you is that while your job opportunities to continue to increase as the economy adds more jobs, wage growth will continue to disappoint and remain one of the most puzzling aspects of the current labor market, with many providing theories, but none providing explanations. I'll be addressing that in a separate podcast. Unemployment, despite a slight uptick in June to 3.7% from May's 3.6%, remained at historically low levels and down 30 basis points from the beginning of the year. So it's heading in the right direction. Importantly, the moderate uptick in unemployment reflected the positive, albeit slight, increase in the labor force participation rate. An increase in the labor force participation rate indicates potential workers are coming off the sidelines and re-entering the job market, a key ingredient to continued economic and job growth. Overall, June's job report should have been a reassuring read on the state of the economy, allaying the fears generated by May's weak report. However, rather than generating a collective sigh of relief, equity markets, at least to this point, went into a state of renewed angst over the possibility that their much hoped for Fed rate cut would be indefinitely delayed. Put this one in the odd but true category, and remember, especially when it comes to the labor market, a single data point does not make a trend, but often makes for dramatic headlines and market overreactions. To get more analysis and insights, you can sign up for our newsletter and podcasts at solutionomics.org. That's .org. And Solutionomics can be found at the following handle on Twitter, @Solutionomics. Thanks for listening. Have a happy and safe 4th of July weekend, and I look forward to speaking with you again soon.